It is now time for Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, sir.
Manners, 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 and respect. Today is the Junior Calypso and Soca Monarch Finals, Wilde Gymnasium, 7 p.m. And we are ready to go. I have the Emancipation celebrations coming up on August 1st at Buster. Starting at Buster Roundabout as well, all these on August 1st, starting about 7 a.m. I'll be there also. Salutes to everyone locked on. Salutes to everyone locked on and ready and waiting for the Junior Monarch. It's going to be brought over live on VOB 92.9 FM, the nation's number one station. Of course, all you know, we have to give the people, the juniors, let them hear the greatness of our young ones. So that's what we all about. So are you ready? Are you ready to hear these young ones? Bring it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you know, for us, I could speak for you, and I could speak for myself. I could say if you see it. The competition is not all we care about. What we care about, the children doing a good job, the children putting the best foot forward, and after the finals finish, people still calling for these children and booking them for your functions, your graduations, your parties, you know what I mean, your concerts. That's what we care about most. You know what I mean, what happens after the development that we care about. We have one of my good friends, Kelly Arthur, join us today, who's a school teacher. You have her on the Zoom. All of you, we ready? We patch up and ready?
Yes, sir. She's ready for you.
Oh, yes. She's also a year ahead. So she ain't just a teacher. She's a year ahead. So, you know, she got added. She got added pressure onto her third form year ahead, I believe. Good evening, Ms. Arthur. Are you still a year ahead for your third form?
Yes, I am. Third formers going fourth. Yes. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Parkinson Memorial Secondary School.
Yes, 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 for sure.
Oh, nice. And
University in the Pine.
Oh, yes, bigger, the University in the Pine. And before we get in, and today we're speaking about EduFund Camp. How long have EduFund Summer Camp been running now, Kelly?
This is our sixth year. So we've been running since 2018, yes.
Six, nice. And started before the pandemic and been on during the pandemic, you still had camp?
Yeah, we did actually. We thought things were a bit shaky at first, but things started to cool down. And the parents were, you know, asking, okay, Kelly, are you going to have camp? Are you going to have camp? I was a little concerned initially because, you know, having camp in a pandemic isn't something that anybody, you know, was trained or prepared to do. But we still went ahead in 2020. It was actually our biggest and most successful year. So it went really, really well.
Oh, nice. Your most successful year, you say?
Yeah, in 2020. One of our most successful years. One of them.
That is interesting. that is interesting. You can direction.
Yes.
That is quite interesting. And the ages for your EduFund summer camp. What are the ages?
So we cater for campers from 5 years old right up to 13 years old. In some instances, we cater for four-year-olds. I know I have some parents who asked us to take the four-year-olds. So last year, we had a couple four-year-olds, but we usually start from 5 years.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. I love that. No, the name, EduFund Summer Camp. Why that name?
I was telling a parent today who came to register that EduFund basically came about out of my need for my daughter. When I would have been looking for summer camps for her years ago, I wanted something that catered to her academics, but also catered to recreational activities. So I wanted education. I wanted the math, the English, everything along that line. But I still wanted her to have an opportunity to have some fun, to play, to have to do art and music and everything. So it was out of that need that, and I couldn't find anything basically that fit that mold. So I decided, well, Kelly, you're a teacher. You have friends who are teachers. You have a great support system, and basically came up with the whole concept of EduFund. So you're having fun, but at the same time, you're still getting that education in there. So that was the start of EduFund Summer Camp.
Nice. No. Kelly is, you know, you teach full time, right, ma'am? And
yes.
Then a year ahead is added extra work.
Most
no,
definitely.
No, yes. Yeah, so anytime during the camps, this year, 6 months. So obviously, he ain't done it ever. Anything during those 6 years, he was like, "Geez, oh boy, there's a real battle again done." Or if or what kept you going?
No, I've never thought about quitting, and mainly because I believe young people keep you young. And it's always great to interact with young people. You know, you pretty much get an idea of what's going on, what they're thinking. And being a teacher, you know, I feel as if that's my calling. I love to be around young people. Yes, it's challenging. Yes, it is my summer vacation that, you know, I work through. But it's rewarding, not just in terms of finances. And I know people might more so think along that line. But it's rewarding seeing our campers come in, a lot of them coming very shy. I met some of them today for the first time, some new campers that signed up. Came in very, very shy, hiding behind their mummies and their daddies. But at the end of the 6 week, 7 week period, going 7 weeks this time, you see a totally different child. You see that child be able to come out of their shell and go on a stage and sing a song or recite a poem. And that is what keeps me going every single year, just seeing children make that transformation.
No. You know, we like to have the deep conversation. You know, it's part of the camp. The reason why, even before my name blew up, as young people would say about on radio, you know, you was always there before.
From the beginning, Sluggy Down was fun. Yes, I'm pushing the music from then. Original music.
Before. Yeah, and so it's always time for us, of people like you, Randy, you know, my boy Jack Brooms, you know, for attacking me, because you don't get real out on your own. I never wear that. You know, so yeah. like, even if it isn't yours, Kelly, right? I want you to tell us why programs like EduFun is so important, especially for a child, and why they will address things that can't be addressed in the short term we have in school.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, EduFun, as I would have mentioned before, is that balance between
programs are late.
Is that balance between the academics and the recreational. And we also have the personal development programs, where because we are sponsored by the HIV/AIDS Commission as well, we have that component where we have persons to come in and talk to our campers. We have instances where we focus on self-esteem, self-worth, you know, that transition into secondary schools, because we have a lot of our campers who have come up through the camp and would have done common entrance, so they've gone into secondary school now. So we're having that transition program for them so that they know what to expect, how to cope, and what's not in this very new environment. We deal with cyber safety. So all of those things we present to our students in an environment that is obviously child friendly, one that's conducive to learning and growing and having fun at the same time. And I believe that programs like this are needed because, yes, in schools we get the academics. In some instances, you have the extracurricular activities as well. But during the summer, we want our children to be involved in activities that are positive, activities that are developmental. We know that our young people, and we hear it all the time, and it becomes, and it sounds cliche, but they are our future. And we need to take that seriously. And if we don't prepare them adequately, you know, we see them go down a wrong road. We see them revert and resort to crime and, you know, things that aren't exactly activities that we want our children to participate in. So having them involved in positive activities and programs like the EduFun Summer Camp, that's vital. That's really, really vital for our children.
Nice. I love that. No, some children, some young people attending the camp, and I'm sure some of them would have came back more than once. Can you speak to a particular instance where you recognize a child who changed and improved a whole lot?
Yeah, well, I would have spoken about the ones who come in shy. I find one of the things about our camp, because we are so multidimensional, a lot of them come in and they leave learning a new skill, a new talent. I remember in 2020, particularly when we focused on culture and we brought in some external tutors and they learn how to play the steel pan. We brought in Ryan Blackman and his team. The children learn how to play steel pan. We brought in Jason Watson, who taught them how to play man and Watson. And our children left with those skills. And I saw a lot of them, the parents would have expressed to me that the children wanted to continue, even though, you know, camp was over. A lot of them signed up for extra tuition with Ryan and would have gone to other tutors to continue with these skills. So it's good to see that our children not only come in and they get that supplemental information for the academics, that support for the academics, but they also find activities that are enjoyable, that are meaningful, and talents and skills that they can develop and that they can actually use as, you know, a business venture. Because we know within culture, and you would know, Sluggy, within culture, there's so many different opportunities that you can have. So it's a situation where, you know, we see our children come in, as I said before, they come in one way, oftentimes very, very shy, not being able to stand in front of an audience and speak or say anything. And then at the end, because as you know, at the end of our camp, we have a closing ceremony. And it's like a graduation, a big celebration about what we would have done, what we would have learned. And we put on a show for the parents and for our sponsors. And we see totally different children come up on that stage. And over that 6 week, we perform miracles. I remember one parent said that because we only had 6 weeks last time. And the things that our campers were able to produce at the end of that 6 weeks, it was amazing. So it's a situation where our campers really, really grow, they really develop, and they become totally different children at the end of our program.
Sorry, technical difficulties, you know, us poor people and the internet technical difficulties. I want to show you the Emancipation Day celebration is going to be on August 1st at the Buster Roundabout. The parade begins at 7 a.m. And, of course, you know, they have the BDF, cadets, girl guys, youth service, they have the Cuban AMB. Then we have several service groups, NCF, the ICH program. We have Youth Affairs program. There's going to be so much action on August 1st by the Buster Roundabout. They want all of us to come. They got Stick Licking, and they got Remarks on Freedom. They got four song presentations, spoken word, a special address. They got performances by St. Leonard's. They got school awareness programs, Stone Cold with Stupid, Devon Boys, and got John King and a combined choir. You have to come up for John King and a combined choir for sure. A dramatic performance by Neil Wave, and all of that goes down on August the 1st. Emancipation Day celebrations at the Buster Roundabout. That is on August 1st, Emancipation Day celebrations. We want all the Barbados to come out. Yes, I have Miss Kelly Arthur, who is a teacher at the Parkinson Memorial Secondary School, third form year ahead, moving on to fourth year ahead now, taking on a battle. Her camp is the EduFund. Her camp is the EduFund Summer Camp. And she's here telling us all about her EduFund Summer Camp. Kelly, before we go to the get ready for the general runner, again, I want you to please tell us how we can find EduFund Summer Camp, how we can contact you for EduFund Summer Camp, if there are still spaces available for EduFund Summer Camp, and what is the price for EduFund Summer Camp. And thank you so much. And you know, I love to hear you talk on radio. That's why you answer so much questions. You know that. You know, don't care how you run. Don't care how you run from this. You already getting messages already. You, Sluggy, this woman sound good from the radio, yeah? Well, let me know you do this here professionally. I need to hear your voice much more on radio.
Well, thank you so much, Sluggy. So, before we go, EduFund Summer Camp, you can find us on Instagram, EduFund Summer Camp. Just type that in. You're going to see our page pop up and you'll get to see all of our photos and videos of all the fun things that we've been doing over the last 6 years. This year, we're located at the Parkinson Memorial School. And our camp fee is $150, but our $150 fee, that includes tours and activities. So don't get daunted by the fee. It includes all tours, and we have tours every week. In some instances, we have two tours in a week, and all of the activities, that is all inclusive of that $150. Our registration fee is $50, but Sluggy, your Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme family, they are going to get a special. If they're registered now, because we have a few spaces left, they're going to get the registration fee at $25. So that's slashed in half. Yeah. So if they're registered, we can put a promotional code on the registration form and they can type in Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme and they will get that registration fee at just $25. You can go over to our Instagram page. As I said, you're going to find our registration form in our bio. You just click on that and it will take you right over to our job form and you fill in the information. Camp starts on Monday and we run for 7 weeks. And we start at 8:30 in the morning. We have 7:30 drop off in the morning to accommodate those parents who need to go off to work early. And you can 7:30? Pick up 7:30 drop off. Yes.
I had a butt in there. That early and sweet girl.
But camp doesn't start at 7:30. It's just a drop off. So they'll be engaged in activities up until the time that is classes start.
Right, but that is very accommodating because let me say no, a mommy go out to work or daddy go out to work. You understand and know what you know. Normally camp would start at 8 or 9, but you're saying 7:30 drop off so that you can still go work. Yeah, you ain't gonna miss that 2 hours or 3 hours.
Exactly. Yeah, so we keep we accommodate parents. The
and
registration
the pickup
camp ends at 3:30, but we let me know that you can't press late to go home when camp ends. Say 4, we tell parents pick up at 4 because we want to give them that time to run around, but there's late pickup up until 5. Yeah,
that's great.
Registration fee before we go, that includes the camp shirt. You get our, you get a bag, you get a bottle, all compliments our sponsors, Equity Insurances. You also get stationery. So everything is included. All you need to do is come to camp, bring lunch, come to camp. We have snacks, we have water, we have everything at EduFun Summer Camp.
I love it. EduFun Summer Camp, people, I'm fully endorsed. By Uncle Sluggy, fully staffed and approved by Uncle Sluggy, and it's phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal.
Backed by an awesome team. I have Andy Eastman, I have Patricia Rock, I have Auntie Kellyanne Trott-McClure, awesome team. Mackenzie, awesome team. I'm not, it's not EduFun all by myself. It's not the Kelly Show. I have a really awesome team that really, really puts EduFun first. So I just needed to get in that part. And our sponsors, the HIV AIDS Commission and Equity Insurances, they make it happen.
Well, yes, listen, I'll make sure you always have plenty of photo sponsors. Anyone that come on board, Kelly, right? We're keeping it real. That will come on board and help support any programs for these children late. We got to show them all. You know what I mean? That ain't a plug, that ain't an advertisement. That's just gratitude. You get what I mean?
That's being thankful, especially in these times now, you know, things are
girls,
for them to come on board every year.
They telling you, you know what I mean? Like we love them. So shout out these sponsors one more time. Let Barbados know which companies believe in these children. These are companies that we need to endorse. Companies that support the children, Kelly. These are the companies that Sluggy endorse for the social demo again.
I agree. So we're powered by the National HIV AIDS Commission. A big thanks to the public relations officer, Mr. Fabian Todd. They've been supporting us from day one, Sluggy, from 2018 up until now. And we also have Equity Insurances, General Manager Mark Foster. Again, they've been with us from day one. So these are companies that really believe in youth development and have been backing us and continue to back us. And I'm very, very grateful for them.
Awesome. Love it. Big up to you, Kelly Arthur, my friend, a school teacher at the Parkinson Memorial Secondary School, you know, EduFun Summer Camp. Make sure you can check them out there on Instagram so you can visit IG and check them out. EduFun Summer Camp, and all the information is there. So go and sign up. Kelly, thank you so much for passing through. And as the camp progresses, I hope we can talk to you again. And then for the end of the camp, for the graduation, the kids doing the end of camp, show the kids doing what we can come and talk about it again.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Thank you very much. Ollie, thank you so much, my brother. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on VOB 92.9 FM with the nation's favorite Uncle Sluggy Barbados. I love you. Keep it locked. I greet Junior Marner right now. I'm actually plugged in. Ollie will call in and check in with you and the rest and let them know how Junior Marner is going and share my thoughts. Once again, Barbados, Sluggy down and I'm out.